Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, the show you can literally take control of and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be personal or political. We want to hear from you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. So plenty of time for you to get on and literally hijack the airways. And again, the show literally, really, seriously, honestly, is about your calls. Most talk shows, they kind of follow the same format. The host gets on and blah, 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 monologues for at least 20 minutes. Then if they got some calls, and it's a caller show, caller kind of show, they might take them. Of course, if it's Rush Limbaugh, he'll just blah, blah, blah for 55 minutes and then maybe take one call. But on this show...
and you're going to agree with him.
If on this show, if you call in at the top of the hour, we go to your call at the top of the hour. We don't even get to a topic, and let's do it. Let's go to Ryan in Cleveland, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Ryan.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, you were talking about the Constitution Party.
Yes.
And about their stance on abortion. And I just kind of give you a thing on abortion is, the one gentleman said about, what might be their religious beliefs I guess they can have an abortion.
That's me, Manwich.
Yeah, but see, now, if you really start reading the Federalist Papers and the different, what they were talking about and everything, even though we were supposed to be a freedom of religion,
right?
This was based on Christian beliefs, Christianity. There were different sects of Christianity.
Yes, we talked about that last night. I mean,
yeah,
last
you know, that's all they talked about. They didn't talk about anything else. If you didn't, there wasn't anything else to talk about at the time. I mean, no, the basic thing on the Bible is, doesn't say anything about abortions, all right. That's not Christian at all to murder your child. As a matter of fact, you're a murderer when you murder your child.
Because
we're a Christian nation. Everybody says, oh, we're a Judeo-Christian nation, oh, we're this or we're that. We're a Christian nation, and our forefather says, once we get out of our morals with Christianity, that's when the Constitution will fall apart. I mean, I don't know those exact words. I don't have
so
all the
are you arguing for? Are you arguing for, Ryan, putting women in jail or killing them who have abortions?
No, I don't argue. I go, you know what? Yahweh in heaven is going to determine what happens to them if you're a Christian and believe all that. But see, the problem with Christianity, they don't even know their father's name in heaven, which is incredible. Everybody talks, says Lord. And if you look up the word Lord, translated back to Hebrew, in Jeremiah 23:27, our Father in Heaven, Yahweh, which is His name,
says,
"You have forgotten my name for Baal." Translate that Hebrew word Baal into English, and the word is Lord.
You know, my experience in reading the Bible is that God doesn't have a lot of value for human life. He could create as much as he wants.
He's destroyed a lot of different. He's destroyed a lot of people. He completely destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Why would he care if he wanted a woman, if a woman wanted to kill her child?
Well, because it's not up to the woman who she wants to murder and not murder. But I guess our creator,
if we're made in God's image, shouldn't we be able to make those decisions just like him?
No, because he did give us the brain and the know-how to make our own decisions, but he gave us 613 laws to go by.
I'm confused, Ryan. I'm confused.
That's because you probably don't read the Bible.
I can't stand reading. I say I have.
Yeah.
I know it's difficult to tell the two of us apart sometimes.
I know you both got the same kind of voice in a way.
I've read enough of the Bible. I don't need to read any more of it, in my opinion. But anyway, Ryan, what I'm curious about is I'm still a little unclear. You made it sound like you don't think that it should be illegal. Do you or do you not believe that abortion should be illegal?
Well, you know, if I had to pick sides, which I would rather not, you know, because murder is murder. We have the right and liberty to life here in America. And you know what? When you murder that child is life, and you've taken that child's chance of life away from him or her.
So what should be done?
The woman is now above the Constitution and above Yahweh's laws by she saying, "I'm just going to kill this kid." See, because you know, she has been given the.
Who's going to determine at what point it becomes a life? Who's going to make that decision?
As soon as that baby. You know, when that egg hits the sperm, I mean, there's a human life there.
That's what Ryan says, but I say differently.
Well,
so
I know,
who's going to make the ultimate
you don't
decision?
Have Christianity in you, and you just think, I'm going to make my decision. I'm like, I'm going to decide when this thing's life or not. Well, let's call it a fetus until it's 9 months old and
that's
born.
That's what it is. It's a parasite.
Well, here you go. And if you say that, then you know what? I have a 13-year-old fetus, female daughter, walking around right now.
Is your 13-year-old fetus still attached to her mom?
She was born 13 weeks premature, which she was still a legal abortion, which means she was really a fetus still. But her mother, instead of murdering her, she says, okay, let's take her out of me, see if we can get her to live. She lived. She spent 2 months in the hospital.
Great. I think that's wonderful, Ryan.
So you're murdering a fetus then. Okay, you know what I mean? You're murdering.
I want to make it clear, Ryan. I don't think that abortion is a great thing to do. I think that there's a very, you know, I think it's a very important decision that a woman has to make. Are you telling me that we should put women in jail for having abortions?
What we should do is tell these women, if you don't want this child, give this child a chance at life. Give it up for adoption.
God, Ryan, do you know how many people are in the adoption system, how many kids we have in the adoption system already? Why do you want to add more to that?
Well, I'd rather have more kids in adoption than be murdering them like you think murder's all right. The fact is, when you murder the child, which some people try to call it a fetus, and when you call it a human being, it's a human being as soon as it's made. I hate to say it.
That's a parasite.
You're arguing. Here's the point that I don't quite understand: is you're arguing, Ian, are arguing the abortion topic, and you know as well as I do, it is a dead end road. The question.
It's not a dead end road.
Let him make his statement. Let him finish. Go ahead. I want to hear what you're saying, man.
The fact is, there's going to be people. There's going to be women dying in the streets from back alley abortions if you make it illegal.
What's the difference if a woman dies in a back alley trying to murder her child, or she goes to the doctor and has him murder her? The fact is, she's just murdered.
You want
somebody.
The woman to see now? You have no value for human life.
I do have value for human life.
You just said you wanted the woman
child.
To die.
I am trying to save an innocent child, and you know what the Bible says?
Oh, please! The child's a completely blank slate. At least the woman's
not
a human and has experience.
The child hasn't even opened its eyes yet. The child doesn't know anything about what life is like. It's not a human
not
being at
give
that
it
point.
The chance. You're just going to let this child be murdered.
And you'd rather
and
put this
you're
going to
kill the woman. You're
no,
going to kill her. Sentence her to death.
I'm going to tell you what, if this woman goes to a back alley and decides to murder her child and dies in the process, that was her choice to take the chance of risking her life. Just like when I see somebody's going to jump off a bridge.
But you want to put her in front of the bus, dude.
I am not putting herself in front of the bus. She's putting herself in front of the bus. Because she can go ahead and give that child up for adoption, so you don't have to have a dead woman because she wanted to murder her child.
Ryan, hey, guess what?
People have a better chance of life.
Ryan, the only reason these women are dying in back alleys is because abortion is illegal in those countries. So the fact that it's illegal is why she went into a back alley in the first place.
Here's a little tidbit for you.
You keep dodging my question.
I'm not dodging your question. When
you asked a simple question.
Right,
asked you, should we put these women in jail or should we kill them for having abortion?
Oh no, I think an eye for an eye is absolutely wrong. I could see putting them in some kind of rehab center for a couple of years and let them know how they've tried to murder their child and try to straighten them up and give them morals.
Now, how dare you? How dare you try to force me to pay to put people in rehab centers? Because I don't want
to
spend my money on that, Ryan.
You know what? You don't have to pay for them. You know when they get out of jail or when they get out of rehab and they get a job, you then can start to garnish their wages to pay back what we have done, which is give them some morals back instead of just murdering their child and risking their lives of dying themselves when they
You're
try to murder.
You're legislating morality. How successful is that?
It's very successful. Well, you know what it is?
What? You have no idea.
How many murdered children are there every year? About 2-3 million children are murdered every year, and you call it abortion?
You're talking about abortion.
And how many women die in the back street alleys when it was going on? There were,
have you ever talked to a woman who's had an abortion before?
Million.
I'm sure they could. I'm sure they hid those numbers as best they could. And I don't want to trade the unlived life of a fetus for the disgusting occurrence of women dying on my streets because of this.
No, it's their choice that they want to go ahead and try to murder a child and risk their lives. That's their choice. Every time you get in your car and you drive down the street, you're risking your life. That's your prerogative if you want to go drive down the street and kill yourself. But you know what? If this woman is going to take the chance of killing herself and murdering somebody at the same time, now she's murdering a child that hasn't even been given a chance
Woo!
To see what life is.
Well, thanks for the call, man. Anything? Final thoughts? You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, you know what? The reason why the Constitution Party wants to close these borders is because people are coming in here who are not Christians.
It's because you don't
moralists.
Like brown people. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Racist, xenophobe. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent, per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have 3 young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The show you can take control of, bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. And I think the issue, of course, we're in right now is both. Because for the women involved, it's very personal. And for our callers, it's a political thing. Our last caller, he wanted to put people in prison for this. He wanted to, for abortion.
He didn't say prison. He said a treatment center.
Okay, treatment center. Mandatory
center
treatment
for not
center.
Wanting to have a baby. Like a Christian mind-altering kind of brainwashing experience.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, that reminds me of,
I wonder who's going to run it, the Church of Christ? Church of God?
Oh, what is,
Episcopalians.
I'm trying to remember now that you bring up a Christian brainwashing center, I'm remembering there was this anti-drug brainwashing center that was real big in the 90s, and it's the name of it is escaping me. It was all over the country.
Colors.
All right, let's go to the phone. So, anyway, it's your show, 1-800-259-9231, email address, ftl@freetalklive.com, the website, freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more there. Let's go to Mark in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Great, hey. Mark. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I hear that you're still talking about abortion.
Seems like we can't get past
it. Well, we were going to go somewhere else, but somebody, the gentleman called in, and here we are.
Well, I was thinking about the subject, like we talk about it in my group, people that I know, family, friends. You know, we've come to the conclusion that abortion, we shouldn't tell a woman what to do.
Okay.
With her body.
You and your family and friends. I can't believe you even talked to your family about this sort of thing. I certainly wouldn't bring it up.
Well, maybe you should, because the society is... This kind of helps mold a society, basically. Mm. You should talk about the people who should be in jail are the ones who push this kind of way of life. Anti-family. Let's not use religion. Let's just say anti-family type. Because it basically ends up deteriorating the society, people. I mean, if you take a step back and look at our society, you'd see...
Wait. What deteriorates society? I missed that.
Well, a reactive approach to sex. You know, instead of being proactive, we have this reactive way of thinking, which is totally bunk.
Are you talking about the idea of what our guy was talking about earlier,
right.
Chris was talking about, or excuse me, Ryan was saying, where he wants to put people in re-education centers?
Well, I didn't catch that part.
Okay.
No, you see, well, it's like illness, for instance. It's like pharmaceuticals. In order to make money, they would say, okay, look, you know, we'll wait till they get sick, and we'll have this reactive approach to treatment.
Okay. So what's the solution?
Reactive politics, reactive laws, legislative laws are bunk.
Absolutely.
Totally bunk. B-U-N-K.
Are you suggesting we replace them with proactive laws?
Absolutely.
What? Like what? What would be an example
of... Well, what would you think a child having frivolous, you know, underage sex, for instance, careless death? I mean, who's responsible? Is she responsible or... Are her parents responsible? Or is he responsible?
I guess that...
Wait, which one? Just tell me which one. Is it God?
She is.
Okay, she is. Okay. Why?
Why is she responsible?
Yeah, why is she... I mean, she's underage. Obviously, she knows sex leads to pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Unwanted pregnancy.
If she was playing in the street, she'd be dead.
It's the reactive... crap that we're talking about. It's like pulling the stop signs out and saying, okay, we have to pull at least one of these stop signs out.
Because
tow truck drivers need money too, you know. And I mean, you know, cops, tow truck drivers, you know, cops, or hospitals, you know, they need money too, right? So let's pull one of them out.
Huh?
No, it's kind of... We're going at the debate way wrong. Way, way wrong. You have to look at the parent of that child, both children.
The child who's having sex.
It takes two to make the baby. So basically, you know, first you gotta keep, you have to go after the parent right off the bat.
I don't think we should go after anybody for
having
sex.
Yes, I think we should, because it ruins a progressing society. We will not progress.
Wait,
we would always need authority above us telling us abortion is right and frivolous sex is okay. We'll teach sex in sixth grade so they know it's, you know, what could happen, but they got the abortion doctor standing
okay,
over
first
there.
Okay, first of all,
they got
the abortion
doctor shaped like a condom standing over in the corner over there.
All right,
it's
Mark.
It's full crap.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the call, man. Any final words?
No, but you could... reply, I guess. I want to hear what you have to say.
I'm a little dumb.
I am speechless. I think you shot it way over our heads.
Yeah.
Well, because you're younger.
Reset yourself. Send us an email, because it's too tough to extract on the air, Mark.
Well,
we got calls coming in like crazy. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I think we should extend abortion. Like, after the child's born, after 9 months, the child has blonde hair and the mother wanted brown hair, she could just give him that, suck his brain right out and kill him right then. Well, I mean,
Eddie, didn't you
right
just
then.
Call? Didn't you just call? Ed, only no. One call per night, Eddie. Thanks. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Johnson in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live, Johnson.
What I think is that they don't. A lot of these Christians don't understand, and what a lot of these, you know, pro or anti-abortion people don't understand is that the killing that happens in abortion is done out of mercy for that child, because the only other option, because that woman has the right to remove that parasite from her body.
Thank you.
And the reason why it is killed is because once the umbilical cord is severed, that infant will starve to death. And that is a horrible, horrible way to die. But the woman has the right to sever that connection.
Can you believe the insult that that guy made, saying that his 13-year-old daughter was a parasite still?
Well, you know, and if I were his 13-year-old daughter, I'd think he needed to be aborted.
Well,
but, you know...
He was drawing a comparison.
And you're right. It does do the kid a favor, because if you, as he suggested, the earlier caller, I think it was Eddie, who just managed to get on for a moment, as he suggested that they should, the women that don't want these babies should take them to term and put them up for adoption. And what if they don't get adopted? And then they're going to be in the system, and then we got more kids. There's so many kids in the adoption system today. If you get put into the system, that is just a terrible life. I mean, that's
and
a just, terrible life to live.
And there was a fact, you know, me being the research biatch that I am, there was a fact that went out over the air earlier that was completely and totally erroneous, which was that his daughter or some guy was saying that 13 weeks premature, there was a child that was born 13 weeks premature.
I was going to dispute that too, but...
Which was still within the zone of legal abortion. That is absolutely incorrect. There are 36 weeks in a pregnancy, the first 12 of which are only are available for abortion. So if his daughter was 13 weeks premature, that is 21 weeks.
Touche, sir. Touche.
That's the point of abortion.
Final words.
So
we're almost out of time. Final words.
That's pretty much all I got to say.
Thanks,
I don't like debating the whys of abortion. I just want to talk about what's going to happen. Prohibition. You can't prohibit
can't.
Anything and have
you
it...
Can't. Well, he didn't care. He liked the idea, the earlier caller. He said, go ahead, prohibit it. Then more of them will die. So he liked the idea of prohibition. 800-259-9231. This is your show. We're going to go to Brandon next at Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We're going to talk about something different this hour. But we had a gentleman call in the top of the hour. He wanted to continue talking about abortion. And so we're still in the midst of it here, and we'll take your calls about it because I'm not afraid of the topic. Doesn't bother me one bit.
Caller-controlled show.
That's right, 800-259-9231. And also, since it is a caller-controlled show, if you don't like the topic that we're on, whether it be abortion or ending the minimum wage or whatever it is we're talking about, you can call in and change the topic at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. The website, freetalklive.com, we got archives there. Last 6 days worth of the show, all there, downloadable on the house. Plus,
don't forget the BBS.
Mm-hmm.
You can post to your heart's content on there, too, while you're listening to the archives.
Not to mention the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's all there at freetalklive.com. But let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Brandon in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Man, I was going to talk about abortion, but screw it. That stop sign guy almost got it. My brain almost blew up when I was listening to that.
You mean the incoherent dude from here?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even think about abortion anymore. Screw that one.
But, I don't know what he was saying, but I know that he's a lot smarter than I am.
You know, some talk shows won't let certain callers on the air. And in a normal talk show, that guy probably would have been screened out because he's so incoherent. But I think it's important to show that we have incoherent people in America. Let them have a little bit of airtime. It doesn't hurt.
Well, I guess we can talk about that gun ban in San Francisco.
Great.
You guys have any information on that? Want to give me some details on
like
that?
Any updates, any news? The last I heard was it's going to be on the ballot in 2005.
Okay. Now, point is, right there, this is not a democracy. This country cannot vote to get rid of people's rights.
You know, it is, in fact, a republic. And there ranges different types of thought. You know, do we operate by natural law? Therefore, you know, like it says in the Declaration of Independence, natural law is basically the Declaration of Independence. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among these rights being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You did that off the top of your head.
I should be.
Congratulations.
Thanks. In fact, does the government give us our rights? Do we get our rights from the fact that the government gives them
option.
To us?
There's a third option.
What's that?
That you have rights just based on being a human being, not necessarily there's a God involved.
It's still natural
That's
law.
That's the atheist option.
It's still natural law,
okay.
It doesn't matter whether it's a Christian or whatever.
Got it.
So the person that would say that we get our rights from the government, they would say that the majority rules in that case. The majority is able to tell one person the other
California.
Thing.
It is California.
But
the majority tends to be totally uninformed.
Folks don't get it. Is what if Brandon, the majority there, and is it Indiana?
Mm-hmm, it is.
What if the majority of the people in Indiana thought that, you know, the house that you bought and paid for and spent all that money on and worked hard to work on the lawn and fix the roof when it leaked and you know, have grown your children in, what if they thought that house would be better if we gave it to the Art League of Indianapolis?
See, that's exactly the point. By living in a democracy, the only rights you have are rights given to you by the majority of the people. You actually don't own any property other than what the people allow you to, the majority allows you to own.
And the thing the majority doesn't realize is their time is limited. I mean, if you're the majority, if you're in the majority at point A, and you pass all these laws, you make government real big.
The bell tolls for thee.
Yeah, and then down the line, 10 years later, there's a new majority in town, then you get oppressed. And it's no good for anybody. The only thing that works is freedom.
Yeah, and something, wait, first of all, before I go on, that guy who you were arguing with about abortion, he said the Constitution Party wants to restrict border control to keep people who aren't Christians out. What a scum. What is that?
He's a xenophobe. He's afraid of them immigrants.
That's insane.
Yes, it is. He's the same kind of guy who we had a dude named Jacob call a couple weeks back who said we should put Muslim Americans in concentration camps. We have a bunch of maniacs in this country. 44% of Americans agree with restricting the Muslim Americans' civil liberties in this country.
And they always say our founding fathers were Christians. These the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. These are Christian documents.
And the thing is,
and God wants the brown people to burn in hell.
The thing is, some of our Patrick Henry, he was a Christian, but by no means would he want Muslims in concentration camps.
I mean, it's crazy logic.
It is. It's
crazy logic.
Nuts.
God only loves white people.
Oh, right.
God made America for the white people. You better keep your little brown ass out of here.
Hello, is it just me, or didn't... I mean, if you just go based on what the Bible says, it all happened in the Middle East. There wasn't a white man around.
You're right about that one.
Jesus is a black man, if he was indeed real. If he's not black, he's heavily brown.
Sorry we got off topic there, but...
Doesn't matter. This is Free Talk Live. Anything goes. What's
that's
up?
That's right. That's right. Switzerland. Did you guys ever hear the story about the German...
No,
general?
But I love that chocolate. Swiss can make
I like
chocolate.
The gun laws more.
what's the story? What now?
There was a German general, and I got this from Badnarik's book, Good to be King. A German general who went to Switzerland during around the late 30s, and he asked one of the leaders there about what would... You guys only have a small standing army. In fact, they had barely had any. He said, what would you do if 5 million German soldiers crossed your border? And he said, well, every single citizen in this country is issued an assault rifle. So every citizen will walk out of their house, shoot 5 times, and walk back in because population's 1 million. And that's exactly the type of system we're supposed to have. We're not supposed to have a standing army. We're supposed to have a standing navy,
right?
But not a standing army. We're supposed to have a militia of people with arms.
Isn't that Article 8, Section 12? Well, I think we had an emailer reference us on that one last week, and you're absolutely right.
You know, I'd
right
like to just
that.
Be able to quote it. I don't want to get so far that I can tell which article and which section of the Constitution.
I'd love to do that.
Well, that's the only one I can really quote, because it happened recently. But you're absolutely right. We're not supposed to be that way. Although I got to say that Well, I like how neutral Switzerland is. I think that's where we should be. That's what this country was originally supposed to be.
And the reason they can be so neutral is because every freaking citizen owns a gun.
Well, that's the one objection I have. That's the one objection I have. Kennesaw, Georgia passed a law like that a few years back where they mandated everyone have guns. If you don't want to have a gun, you should not be mandated to have one.
You're right about that. And I like the spirit of that law. But I would never want to require anything like that.
Absolutely.
My philosophical views, I don't want... I don't want the government to mandate I own a Koran.
Well, the best reason, the best reason to not mandate everybody have a gun is because not everybody's going to understand the gun. Not everybody's going to really, know how to use the gun. Of course, then if you want them to all know how to use them, then you have to force them to go to gun training classes. You should be acquiring a weapon if you really do have a total respect for what firearms are capable of and what they can do. If you don't respect that weapon, you could very well use it in the wrong fashion.
Well, let's be clear that if you own a gun, it's 7 times more likely to kill you or a member of your family a criminal breaking into your house.
It is something that deserves the utmost respect and caution. Brandon, any final words?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys, I know you're pro-choice, and I'm not really sure where I am anymore. Would you guys march in a rally with Mao? I mean, that's just something...
Absolutely not, because they're not pro-choice on a number of issues. We're pro-choice on everything. 1-800-259... Brandon, thanks for the call,
no
man. 800-259-9231. You have to be pro-freedom for me to march in your parade on 100% of the issues, no exceptions. 1-800-259-9231. We got a female calling in. We'll go to her call next. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The show you can literally take control of and change the topic if you want to. It's Dean here with you.
And Manwich. You know, I like nights like this. I didn't have to have done any show prep at all.
You're right. I read an email and it kicked it all off. That's the way the show is supposed to be.
It is. You know, even if there's current events going on, things that happen in the world today, we take your calls on what you want to talk about.
Exactly, because we're not like those other talk shows out there. This is Free Talk Live, and you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system. Thousands
to help
of
you
posts,
out here?
Hundreds. I'm just so stricken. We have a woman on the line, and I want to get right to it. But I want to talk about freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners. And by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners is to point out to program directors and other talk radio listeners that, hey, women actually listen to this show, like Michelle in Ohio. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live. Women come first. Michelle, we jumped you up over a couple guys who are on hold.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the issue I was addressing was the abortion issue. There was a caller that called in, a man, and he was mentioning about the earliness of when a person could justify, I guess, an abortion.
Okay.
Okay, the reason I'm calling is because I personally had a child. I had a twin pregnancy, identical twins, that were premature 4 months early. He's 12 years old. She'll be 13 in March. He's an honor student.
Okay.
Got perfect vision. Thanks to Metro Hospital, they did a lot of things working with her. She was in an incubator
Good old Metro.
Right, for almost 2 months. And I feel that life is very sacred because we have the power to maybe abort or do any harm to someone that's not in that type of control. I think it's wrong. I really believe it would be considered murder, because once life starts, that's something that we have the ability to procreate, but who are we to judge who actually can keep their life or take a life? And I feel that life...
Well, you would say that we're endowed by our Creator with life, right?
Right.
And would we are endowed by our Creator with liberty and freedom?
Exactly. And everyone that has life has that too, even an unborn child. And to just to stress that a little bit, for those who are listeners that believe in God and Jesus Christ, apparently it's something sacred if God found it appropriate to bring his son here on earth through pregnancy.
Is it possible to believe in God and Jesus Christ, as you put it, and actually be for abortion in your mind, Michelle?
Of course not, because again, that would contradict what all he stands for, Almighty God stands for.
According to Michelle.
No, because I'm a Christian and I believe
according to the Bible. According to the Bible.
Well, according to my Bible, God doesn't have a strong desire for life. I mean, he sends the Jews to wipe out the people at Ai and Sodom and Gomorrah. As a matter of fact, Peter, when Ananias and Sapphira lie to him, God sets him on fire. I mean, God's
a mean son of a bitch.
No, he's not. Actually, he just set the standard showing what's right and wrong. He's the one that set the standard.
So if you're wrong, you get set on fire.
It's not so much about life is wrong, it's what you do with your life could be
would
wrong.
Would you like to set Michelle, would you like to set women who have abortions on fire?
No, I would not.
No, what would you like to see happen to those women?
I would love to see them corrected and changed.
What does that mean?
Appreciate life.
What does that mean? How do you do that?
How do you appreciate life?
No. How do you correct them and change them, as you put it?
By giving them knowledge.
Oh,
knowledge,
by forcing them, your knowledge down their throats.
Oh, I wouldn't force it. A person can take it or leave it, because the decisions we
make,
we have to live with the consequences.
You said you wouldn't force it. So then, therefore, you're agreeing with me that abortion should be legal.
No, I'm not.
Well, what should happen then?
I think people should be educated properly.
Forced?
Educated, no.
Forced into an education camp.
Education is not forced. For example...
What if your girls say after the education that they want an abortion?
Check this out. Would you tell a child to run out into the street if he can get hit by a car?
Nope.
Okay, then. Now, you educate that child and protect his life, right? Same thing with abortion. You teach someone about knowledge, about life.
And you're saying we should force them into the class, right? You're saying if a woman has an abortion, we should force her into this re-education class.
You know what? Then there's no problem with it if it means saving a life.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you do agree. And then, therefore, you're actually forcing me to pay for it, right? You're going to force me to separate me from my money to pay for these women going to classes when I fully don't have a problem with abortion. I think they're parasites, personally, until they're born.
Include yourself as a parasite, because that's what you was first. That's your beginning. That's
right. I was a parasite for about 9 months, and then I became a human being.
Okay. And you are a very intelligent human being.
Thank you, Michelle.
With the ability to decide or decipher what's right and wrong, if you allow yourself to be taught.
Mm. Michelle, any final words?
You're different from the animals, right?
We are different from the animals because we have responsibility. You're correct.
And that's all basically we can spread knowledge and education on being responsible.
Hey, Michelle, is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, it is.
Now, I see you're listening in Ohio. What station are you listening on? Do you know?
Well, actually, I'm at a friend's, and they have a radio station, but they're not right in front of me right now, so I was just happening to just be going through it and heard.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, it's your first time listening to Free Talk Live, and we have a little something on our website. Are you an internet person? Do you have internet access, Michelle?
Yes, I do.
I'd like you to go, when you get off the phone with us, if you can, I'd like you to go onto our website. It's freetalklive.com.
Okay.
Now, that's not too hard to remember. What was the website?
FreeTalkLive.com.
No, live. FreeTalkLive. Like, we're live.
I'm trying to write it down.
FreeTalkLive.com. I want you to go there and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, because we want you to be a part of our shrine. You don't have to agree with us to be on the Shrine of Female Listeners. Will you do that for me?
Okay.
And send me a picture, okay? We want to put you up there. We're proud of having you out there listening to this show.
Well,
thank you for the call.
So
thanks, Michelle. We really appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE world-band shortwave radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation, features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's yours. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Personal, political, somewhere in between. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 9231, and we're going to go right back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave. Hello.
Well,
hello, Dave.
Hello.
Sorry, Dave. Call back. 800-259-9231 is in a bad show. 1-800-259-9231. We promise we'll hold a slot open for you.
We'll keep the light on for you.
Actually, I think we finally exhausted all these phone calls.
Did we get through them all?
Yeah.
The ones that didn't get to talk hung up because it took too long, huh?
No, actually not. Every one of our callers was very, very patient.
Oh, that's good.
As a matter of fact, 800-259-9231. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We didn't have a lot of time to sell Michelle on the old Shrine of Female Listeners. And Michelle, if you're still out there tuned in, we would love to have you join the Shrine. It's not a beauty contest, so when you log in there, you're going to see women of all age ranges, from I think as young as 16 all the way on up to their mid to late 60s.
And I believe that's the case.
Yeah, all you have to do is be a woman and have a digital picture that you can email to us. Actually, if all you got is an old photo-style picture, an actual hard copy print, and you email me, I'll give you an address you can actually mail that sucker to, and I'll scan it in and put it online. That's how far I will go to get women on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You, my friend, are truly great, man.
We've never had anybody ask to do that, but that option is there.
So. Yeah, nobody has that asked to do that, have they?
Oh, man. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
So you done teasing the Constitutional Party members?
What do you mean teasing?
Like, taunting them? Call up. Let's talk about abortion.
I didn't say that. They called in. We brought up an email in the 7 o'clock hour.
You said, you know what the problem is with the Constitutional Party?
Okay, true.
Those You're people right. don't have any values.
I didn't say that. I said they're inconsistent. That's all.
That I don't see those as I don't see the issues that they have as inconsistencies. I think that it's a different set of beliefs, different than libertarianism to some extent.
Right.
But, you know, they can coexist. Certainly both would like to see a return to a more constitutional
government. Like I said, I called them allies, didn't I? I called them allies on 90% of the issues.
Yep.
So as far as I'm concerned, when we get up to the free state in New Hampshire, which is where Dave was calling from, and I'm sure he'll dial back in here in a little bit. When we get up there and there's some Constitution Party people up there, I'd be happy to work hand in hand with them, reduce the size of government, get it back down to a manageable size. And then if all we're arguing about is whether or not we should open or close the borders, if that's the only issue that we have between us, then that's great. That's a good situation as far as I'm concerned. That's the only thing that we're focusing on.
Well, you act like it's going to be a separate country. There's still going to be national issues that have to be dealt with.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's not a secessionist movement. I want to make that clear. The Free State Project, although we're going to be making some serious changes in that state, mm-hmm. I mean, assuming that the residents of New Hampshire want to go along with it, and from everything that we've seen, they definitely will want to go along mm-hmm. with it, because those people love their freedoms in New Hampshire, unlike the rest of this country where everybody just comes home at night, drinks their six-pack of beer, and watches
I don't know
television.
That's fair. Things are different in New Hampshire.
I'm sure there's plenty of drinkers in New Hampshire as well, but I just feel like the people in New Hampshire defend their freedoms a little bit more. You can't get elected there unless you sign a no-tax oath. The Democrat that won the governorship this past year, he had to sign a I-will-bring-no-new-taxes oath.
Wow.
Before anybody would even look at the guy. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got a call on hold. Hang on, Matthew. We're going to get to you next in hour number three. Hour number three coming up. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...